CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden told donors in Virginia his rocky debate performance was due in part to foreign travel, which he says wasn't too smart. The White House still insisting it was just a bad night.
We're not taking away from what you all saw or what the American people saw. We understand it was a bad night. It is not uncommon for incumbents to have a bad night on their first debate.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the president will give an exclusive interview Friday to ABC News, his first since the debate. Judge Juan Merchan has postponed sentencing in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial until September 18th. Hurricane Beryl roaring through open waters and could bring life-threatening wind and storm surge to Jamaica. The Pentagon says the U.S. will soon announce an additional $2.3 billion in military assistance to Ukraine. Singer Ann Wilson of the band Heart will undergo chemo after surgery for a cancerous tumor. This is ABC News. A British neonatal nurse serving a life sentence for murdering seven babies and attempting to murder six others has been convicted of trying to kill yet another infant. Israeli Defense Forces told Palestinians to evacuate the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis following a rocket attack.
Over 250,000 Gazan refugees fleeing Khan Yunis once again. The Israeli army issuing new evacuation orders from the southern city, a sign of a new offensive against Hamas. Gazans moving west to the humanitarian zone on the coast, but that area overcrowded and equipped with very few basic services. Overnight, Israeli airstrikes in the evacuation areas, killing over 20. The IDF says it struck rocket launchers used Monday to fire 20 rockets on southern Israel. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Stocks closed higher today, the NASDAQ and S&P at new records. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The new chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is on the job. James Beebe started work Monday. He replaces Joe Gao, who was fired last December for making online pornography with his wife. Gao is still fighting to keep his tenured professorship at UWL. The Biden administration wants to increase tariffs on $18 billion worth of imports from China. Arthur Stamoulis is with the Trade Justice Education Fund. He says the CHIPS Act and the Inflation Reduction Act have been good for American manufacturing.
There were more new factories built in the U.S. in 2023 than at any point in the last three decades. And these tariffs are going to help protect that investment.
Stamoulis says the tariff plan would safeguard good-paying American jobs from unfair competition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Rockies. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers played into extra innings, but still lost to the last-place Rockies 8-7 in 10 innings. Milwaukee right-hander Bryce Wilson giving up 5 runs on 7 hits in just 4 innings, with 2 of them out of the park. The mile-high air at Coors Field seemed to favor the home team, manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, you can make the excuse of Coors Field all the time that the ball doesn't do the same thing, and maybe that's the case. I'm not sure, but obviously there's a lot of hard contacts, and we took the lead, and then we gave it back. So Billy's been great for us all year, many times. He's been really, really good.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Track, gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers.